This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The traditional rule in advertising is that when it comes to brands, grown-ups are set in their ways, so why aim ads toward them? Yet it is a fact that 40% of the U.S. population is over the age of 50. Advertisers are cluing into the idea that, hello, some of this group have a lot of money to spend if the ads are targeted correctly. From Los Angeles, Lisa Napoli reports.
Okay, now look towards me. Okay, relax.
For decades, 59-year-old photographer David Harry Stewart has made a living taking pictures for glossy magazines and national brands. A few years back, he started to notice that the ad people commissioning his work were half his age.
What they're going to do is they're going to market to the people that they know best, themselves.
Stewart asked why he wasn't taking pictures of people who looked like him.
They were like, oh, old people. We don't care about old people. There's this whole group that gets forgotten, late 40s to something pre-elderly. That's a big market.
A big market with big bucks. Data tracker Nielsen says people over 50 control 70% of all disposable income. Bay Area ad strategist Mary Furlong consults with brands on the purchasing power of older adults and the right way to approach them.
If you're in the car industry, you should be looking at the kind of woman that wants to upgrade her car to an electric car with great sensors so she can continue to drive. Or if you're in travel, you better be aware that they're going to take 6 or 7 trips a year.
Pushing nothing but fear and pharmaceuticals to the older consumers in an ad is a big mistake, Furlong says.
All right, stay there. We can change the lens on this.
That's why David Harry Stewart has decided to rebrand aging by showing advertisers what's possible. He's created a kind of vogue for older people, which he calls ageist.
We're saying this exists. These people are living in a way that's very different from their parents were.
58-year-old Mark Gold says he likes how ageist shows people his age in something other than ads for hearing aids.
He's pushing back on the idea that we all have to look and feel and act like we're not young or youthful.
That's nice. Now look towards me, smile.
Ironically, Stewart says a quarter of his subscribers are under 30. They tell him they hope to look like the people he profiles someday. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.